This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Hi, everybody. Sue Freeze Show, and it's so great to be with you today. You know, I just am so amazed. We just went through Easter, and it's getting into summertime, and such a wonderful time, isn't it? I just love it. And today we're going to be talking with a good friend of mine. His name is Jeff Snow, and we can talk a little bit about how we met and all that stuff if he wants to get into it. But in the meantime, I'm just going to say a quick prayer because the Lord needs to be our focus. So, Heavenly Father, I just lift you up right now and just thank you and praise you for your holy name and for dying on the cross and resurrection on the third day. And we just thank you so much for what you have sacrificed for us to take away our sins, Lord. And I'm praying today that you will be in the center, that you give us discernment, that you give us the right words, your words, and that the focus be on what you want the focus to be on. You created this earth we're living on, and I'm sure that you want to see us take care of it. And so, Lord, we're going to learn more about that, and I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for being the center of this show. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, hi. You know what? I am so excited about today because I am going to spend a little time with Jeff Snow, and you'll get to meet him. So I get to read this little bio here because there's things here I don't even know about him. So I have to get my glasses on. Okay. So we are celebrating Earth Day, and so how appropriate that we're going to be talking about the Earth and how we can conserve it and do better with it. And
yes, Earth Day was founded April 22nd, 1970, the same year that Richard Milhouse Nixon founded the Environmental Protection Agency. So 1970.
Hi, Jeff. Hi. How are you? So this is Jeff Snow.
Here.
Yes, no, and I want you to do that. It's just I want to tell everybody about you. So do you mind if I do that, or do you
Please.
Want to do it? You want to do it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to read this. Jeff Snow, also referred to as the garbage man to the stars. Interesting. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. Is a California native and noted environmental thought leader. Jeff was recently selected to serve a two-year term as chairman of a new statewide advocacy organization, California Conservatives for Conservation. Jeff is passionate, yes he is, about saving the planet through conserving and effectively managing God's natural resources for highest and best uses. Jeff is a solid waste and recycling executive for CR&R Environmental Services, America's leader in diversion of materials from landfills and incinerators. CR&R is a family-owned company that contracts with 57 cities throughout Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Imperial counties. Jeff places service above self as a Paul Harris Fellow at Rotary International and serves on several regional boards, including the Bolsa Chica Conservancy, Special Olympics, Regional Leadership Council, Boy Scouts of America Orange County Council, and the Waste Not OC Coalition, which is ending hunger in California forever. Love that. Mr. Snow is also an adjunct professor at Concordia University in Irvine. Did not know that. Where he teaches Christian-based business ethics and corporate social responsibility. I have spoken there before, and I love that school. It's wonderful. I love what they stand for and what they're doing. So welcome, Mr. Jeff Snow.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to see you again after so many years, and I want to thank you for everything that you do to be an influencer for good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the hope, and that's the goal. So I think this is wonderful, and yes, it is really good to see you. All right, so we're going to start out because you, we talked before we got on the show because I'm like, okay, Jeff, what's the goal? What are we going to talk about today? And you got going, boy, and once you get started, it's kind of hard to stop you because you're so passionate about what you're doing. And I don't know if you think it's important, but I think it's kind of important how we met. And so I don't know if you want to talk about that or I can. But with Ecola, we were doing, you were part of the uniform company mm-hmm. that I was researching to decide what uniform company I wanted to choose to do the uniforms for our company. And after long search and getting educated, you convinced me that I should go with the company that you represented. Is that how you remember it?
That's how I remember
yes.
it. Yes. We were very, very delighted to add you to our family at Prudential Overall Supply as a client and partner that we were very proud to support your corporate identity and your image and all the teamwork and productivity and morale that uniform programs can provide to companies.
Yep. And it was great.
We also love that you're a family-owned company and a women-owned business enterprise and a very green company. And the greening of America and the greening of the world is here to stay. When I was a kid back in the 70s, if you were interested in the environment, you were probably smoking a lot of pot and hugging trees. Today, in 2019, if you don't have an interest in conservation and sustainability, you're really on the margins of society because it's become central to so many things that we do. And that makes me happy because you look around, our earth is beautiful. The resurrection that we just celebrated of Jesus, which gives us immortal life, every year God resurrects our planet and growing new crops of cotton to clothe us, new foods to feed us, and the way that we manage those resources can really mean the difference between great high standards of living or people going hungry and being unclothed. So saving our planet, treating God's creation with a level of reverence is very important to our company at CRNR Environmental Services, and it's very important in the foundation of why California Conservatives for Conservation was formed, to help influence, to help advocate, and to help create policy that will provide pragmatic solutions for our economy while we continue to become more and more sustainable by simply managing resources better.
And I don't know, I would say everybody, if they're not interested in that, I don't know what they're looking at or what they're thinking, because we definitely do need to think about the future. We have children, we have grandchildren, and we want them to experience what we have and maybe even better. And there is so much gloom and doom these days. And, you know, are we going to have Social Security? Are we going to have this? Are we going to have that? And it is up to us. Yes, you and me and everyone listening right now. What is it that you personally are doing to help in your home, in the business that you work at? What are you personally doing in your purchases? Are you thinking about the conservation and our earth? And what could you do personally to make this a better place? Those are the thought processes that we need to do, because it's not this company over there. It's not Jeff Snow's company. Yes, they're doing major things and they've got a lot of backing. And yes, if you want to get involved with that, I hope you do. But what can you, what can I do on all of our personal levels? Because it's all of us together thinking about how we can make this a better place. And education is key. And I think Jeff is going to help us understand that picture better and kind of give us some insight on all of that.
Really well articulated, Sue.
Thank you.
The famous John James Audubon, who the Audubon Society is named after, told us that a true conservationist is a man or woman who knows that the world is not given by his fathers, but borrowed from his children. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't have a sense of entitlement mm-hmm. that we get to use all the resources that are here in nature. We need to use them to make products to make our lives better, but we need to be judicious and wise and efficient and conservative in how we use them. And Sue is right. It's individual choices. You can buy something that has massive packaging because there's pretty colors and big boxes, and that uses up half a tree to make that box, which we then throw away. And there is no away when we throw something away. That landfill is in someone's backyard, and that tree is gone forever. Mm-hmm. All the carbon sequestration that trees provide, all the oxygen that they provide, it's gone when we use those. So mm-hmm. making good purchase decisions, and there's a whole movement called Extended Producer Responsibility, or EPR, that's really starting to have a great impact on our economy, on our environment. And those things should not be divergent. They should be convergent. When we turn the lights off, we're being more environmental. And guess what? Our energy bill goes down. Mm-hmm. So there's a notion amongst some people that being more green costs more green. We argue the exact opposite. The more sustainable that your practices are, the more profitable that your family budget or your business's income will be. So we say, let's get into green, to make more green and to treat God's planet more green.
I remember when we were first getting together and you needed to understand my business in order to help me the most. You had to ask questions like, okay, how do you do what you do? And I can just remember you were like, wow, that is really great. I mean, I just saw you when you were thinking about the green of Ecola. I never really thought about it the way you did, but you were just like, wow. I mean, I want to take that to the next level and the next level. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. And Ecola is just an absolutely remarkable company. And for many, many years, it's been a foundation of theirs to use pest control systems that are friendly to the planet, mm-hmm. that are more organic and natural. And I like to think, and I do believe, that it's really moved the needle in the positive direction for your business and your company, mm-hmm. and it's moved the needle for our planet.
Yes.
So bravo to Ecola Pest Control.
Yes.
My favorite.
Thank you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you, San Diegans, for listening. Thank you, Venturians, for listening. Thank you, Orange Countyans, for listening. I think that's where Jeff Snow lives.
Yes.
And that's where I grew up. I love Orange County. And San Bernardino, Riverside counties, and all the way up to Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo. We just thank you so much for tuning in. And with podcasting, you can listen at your leisure anytime and no matter where you are. So it's really wonderful that we can get this message out, Jeff, to anybody and everybody across the world now that we're doing this. So I'm excited about that. And listen, go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there and check out the podcast. There's 9.5 years of podcasts now. So it's pretty amazing how much you can listen and learn. And also, I want you to go there and connect with me. I'm having a women's retreat. Haven't picked the date yet, but it's going to be in the Temecula area. And I have room for 12 women, 11. Well, actually, there's 4 taken already, so what's left? And $375, and it's for a weekend of lodging and food. And it's for women only, sorry, men. But it's going to be a great intimate time, and I'm looking forward to it. So just sign up by going to Sue Free, spell like fries, oneword.com. So what?
We have an orientation, or at least I do, on this whole movement of women demanding equal rights with men. Women have never been equal to men. You never will be equal to men. You are far superior to us.
Thank you.
So,
I know all the women in the world are liking you even more right now.
We anything that we give to you, you magnify. We give you a house, you give us a home. It's incredible what women do. So I sure hope that 12 very lucky women are able to join you in Temecula for your retreat.
Thank you. It's going to be fun. Yes. Okay. So do you want to get into scripture? You've got Genesis 2:15 here if you want to go into that, or you have something else you want to go into.
Well, I'd kind of like to start with the start.
Okay. Then you just go ahead and start.
Yeah.
I think that's Genesis.
Genesis 1:1. Yeah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Earth. It's right in the very first scripture in our sacred scriptures.
I never really thought about that, but yes.
And I believe that all of God's creation should be treated with a level of reverence. He's our creator. And too often, we don't treat his earth with reverence. What I know about most people is we're really good about not wasting our money. We're really good about not wasting our time. We're really good about not wasting our love. But many of us are very nonchalant when it comes to wasting resources. We'll go to Starbucks and we'll use a disposable cup. That disposable cup cost a tree its life. And we drink our coffee one time and we throw it in the trash. Very simple to get a reusable mug. I see Katie right there. She's making my heart flutter with happiness. Very easy to make small changes in our lives that can make big differences to our mm-hmm. planet mm-hmm. in better managing our resources. So I love Genesis 1:1. The word earth is in it. And God really did make a system of nature that is abundant, but we waste so many of our resources. Since it's been so recent, we were blessed with just a great rain season this year.
Yes.
February, the month of February alone, Los Angeles received 18 trillion gallons of blessed fresh water. And you know what? We wasted 99.9% of it.
That's so sad.
And God made us in his image and gave us intelligence to manage the resources better than that. Mm-hmm. We can build reservoirs. We can divert fresh water from the LA River, and we can simply do better than that. We could have stored that water for decades and stayed out of the next drought mm-hmm. if we would have just been better about managing the resources. And that's where CRNR and California Conservatives for Conservation want to make a difference. We don't argue about climate change. We don't question the scientific data of global warming. We simply want to manage resources better. And we have some exciting projects that we're can I share them right now?
Absolutely. Why not?
At CRNR, there's a facility that's been built at great cost, done by our private company, in excess of $50 million and a lot of risk. And what it does is it converts organic waste, which has been going into a landfill forever and ever, creating methane pollution. We're diverting it from the landfill, and we are making the world's cleanest fuel. It's called renewable natural gas. Molecularly, it's exactly the same as natural gas that's fracked or drilled for from fossil fuels in North Dakota or Texas. And CRNR is actually running 500 trash trucks off the trash that they collected.
Wow.
It is, if you remember that great movie Back to the Future with Marty McFly, yeah. Michael J. Fox.
Great movie.
They had a crazy professor with a DeLorean,
yes.
and he dropped banana peels in the flux capacitor and took off. We're back to the future today, here in 2019, CRNR. And that's the kind of policy making that California Conservatives for California want to influence to have more of this going on. We're not saying there's anything wrong with utilizing our fossil fuels, but we would rather conserve those and make as much renewable, cleaner energy as possible.
That sounds awesome. You know, when you were talking, I was thinking about the Keurig coffee. Some people get very upset with me, but my sister actually got one. She's like, this is the greatest thing because I can change flavors. You know, each cup can be a different flavor and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I would never have one of those. I would never have one of those because of the plastic, you know, coffee holders that hold the coffee. And then I saw that they have where you can put your own coffee in the little device. So therefore, I thought, okay, that's much better because now you don't have all of that. You're reusing the container that holds the coffee.
Right.
And that made it a little easier for me to stomach because otherwise I was thinking all of that little plastic things are going somewhere and, you know, they don't just go away.
And I love that you used that word reuse, Sue, because our waste hierarchy is reduce. So make less waste in the first place. Like Katie with her reusable mug.
Yes.
It's a zero waste system.
Right.
I'm drinking a PET container full of Arrowhead Mountain spring water.
Yes.
And I'm going to have waste. So Katie's better than I am.
Yes.
So reduce is first, reuse is second,
mm-hmm.
and recycle is third, and then refuse is last. And we want to minimize the refuse that has to go into landfills or incinerators, because what that's really doing is burning or burying our children's future resources. So great word, reuse, and reduction, much more important than recycling and transporting materials, emitting greenhouse gases through transportation when we bring things to landfills or incinerators.
Mm-hmm. At Ecola, one of the just simple things that we do, but I know it saves us money and it's not that big of a burden, is reusing paper. You know, we do a lot of printing out of paper, and we're going more and more green to where we don't use as much paper. We're relying on the computers more and whatnot. But for the longest time, I mean, as long as I've had the company, 19 years, I said, use both sides of the paper. And sometimes we have to, you know, check out to see what side we were really trying to use. And that's a little confusing sometimes. But on the whole, using both sides saved a lot of money in paper.
And I recall speaking with some of your Ecola managers about their fleet management program and a real emphasis on tire pressure.
Yes.
Proper tire pressure can get you as much as 7 miles per gallon more.
Mm-hmm.
That is what California Conservatives for Conservation are about.
Right.
Ideas to conserve our resources just by being smart. And
I like that word, smart.
Your company is a great example of that. I'd love to talk about the roots of conservation if we can. It started right here in the great state of California.
Okay.
This is the birthplace of conservation, and it happened in 1903.
Okay.
A very famous trip that's referred to as the camping trip that changed America. And it was a camping trip between two great men, our President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, a great conservative with the big stick policy, and his friend John Muir. Mm. And they camped throughout Yosemite, and they became very inspired to become conservationists. And that was the establishment of our national park system throughout the United States. And if I can, I'd really like to read almost what us conservative conservationists feel is scripture, but it's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. "Here is your country. Cherish these natural wonders. Cherish the natural resources. Cherish the history and romance as a sacred heritage for your children and your children's children. Do not let selfish men or greedy interests skin your country of its beauty, its riches, or its romance." From Theodore Roosevelt.
Still applies right now.
It sure does. And
more than ever, actually.
And
more than ever.
The roots of conservation really extended, and as we just mentioned, were invented by conservatives. In 1970, the year that Earth Day was founded, which makes next year, 2020, our 50th anniversary, and it's going to be a great Earth Day celebration, Richard Milhouse Nixon, our president, formed the Environmental Protection Agency on December 2nd, 1970, because of his love of nature, because of his love of God. And if I can share a quote from him that I think certainly inspires us, President Nixon said, "If we are to maintain our current high standard of life, we must protect our environment. We must conserve our natural resources. We must see that the true wealth of this nation is administered in an economical and sensible fashion." I hope that many of you in the audience are starting to see the theme that conservatives, great American conservatives, Christians, were the first to recognize that maybe we could do a better job in managing the resources of the earth, that we should treat with reverence.
The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, is one of the regulatory factors for us. It's because all of the products that they go through extreme testing and whatnot to be put on the shelf for us to use. And so we have EPA that follows and protects and tells us what we can and cannot do. So that's a really good thing.
It is. They stop those greedy men and selfish interests from skinning the beauty and romance of our earth, as Theodore Roosevelt said.
Right. And then with Ecola, using the environmentally friendly products such as electricity and heat, we're not using the chemicals that can break down things.
Right.
We are using chemicals when we need to, but not always. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more of Jeff Snow and more about our earth and how we can protect it right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
As a special tribute to all the wonderful moms, now through the end of May, we are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
A little rain, a little sun, and a house made of wood. Your house. A termite's paradise. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of Ecola Termite Services.
And Sue, Ecola is California's leading termite and pest control company.
This time of year, termites are looking for a home, and chances are they've already moved in to your home. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, raising kids, thousands of hungry kids.
Ugh. Ecola will get rid of those unwelcome house guests quickly by using effective and family-friendly methods like microwave, electrogun, and the Ecola heat process that kills termites without the move-out hassle or embarrassment of tenning. I love that.
call us at 1-877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ask about E. cola's lifetime renewable warranty. 1-877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola, Termite and Pest Control Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, I'd like to talk to you. And I can help you out so much, because if you have a business and you're just in San Diego, or you're just in Orange County, or you're just in LA, we can talk and we can make that happen, where I can advertise, we can sponsor and advertise in the area in which you serve. And we don't want to go too far, because then you're getting people excited about doing business with you, and then you have to tell them no. That's not a good feeling for anyone. So we want to make sure that we get to the proper people. So just get in touch with me. How do you do that? You go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there, connect with me, tell me what it is you're needing, ask me a question, if you need prayer, anything, anything. I'm the only one that reads them, and I will get back to you and let you know where we go from there. All right? So there's that. Learning to Breathe was a book that I wrote when I had an accident. And, you know, God was saying, be still and know that I am God. And I had to be still and know, because I had no choice. And during that time, I wrote this book about asthma, and it's called Learning to Breathe. And if you'd like to learn more or get a copy of it, just go to SueFreeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and I'll be happy to send you a book, okay? All right, so we're back with Jeff Snow, and we're going to learn more about how we can save this earth and conserve and, you know, just do our part. And he's involved in some other things that you might want to get involved with. You know, you might have some time on your hands. Or maybe it's money. I don't know. Whatever it is, if you want to do it, you want to give it, I'm sure we can find a place to make that happen. So, Jeff, you can just take it away. You were on history before we went to break. So
yeah, we'll continue with that history lesson.
All right.
Okay. With a quick detour that I have great experience with the pest control industry, the national companies, the privately held, and E. cola is absolutely extraordinary. Their service, their sustainability, their people. They're not different people. They have 10 fingers and toes like the rest of us, but they're very different in their orientation towards customers. And if you need pest control service, I can't think of a better company for you to consider. They're great people, and congratulations to you on building such a great solution for so many homes and businesses, Sue.
Thank you.
We started out with Theodore Roosevelt and John Muir. There really are two stars and founding fathers of conservation. And then Richard Nixon was the first one to really regulate and make bad actors have consequences. And the EPA has done so much good for our planet. Keeping in that, a great governor of California that came from my hometown of Long Beach, the great Armenian-American George Duke Magian, in 1989 was the first to ever legislate that we couldn't keep throwing away the future of our children. And a bill called AB 939 remains the granddaddy of all the solid waste legislation today, and it's worked, and it's worked great. It required that every municipality, every jurisdiction, divert 50% of the materials that they were throwing away in landfills to other higher and better uses like recycling. So, again, we've got Roosevelt, we've got Nixon, we've got Duke Magian, and then in 2006, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed AB 32, referred to as the Global Warming Act, which required that we reduce our carbon emissions by the year 2020, and the level that we had to reduce it to was 1990, and we achieved that 4 years ahead of schedule in 2016. So you walk through the history of conservation, and it was all conservatives that did it. And I ask, is there anything more conservative than conservation? We conserve money, we conserve government, we believe in smaller government, and we want to once again represent our commitment to better managing resources and conserving those resources. So moving past that, 2011, on October 31st, yes, it was Halloween, I was Batman and my wife was Catwoman, but something really notable happened that night. that day was given credit for the 7 billionth human being born. A beautiful little girl born in the Manila, Philippines, was given credit with being the 7 billionth baby. And mankind had never done this before. In fact, when I was born, there was only 3 billion people on this planet. Just in my lifetime, we've gone from 3 billion to 7 billion. And some people say, oh no, the sky is falling. Our planet can't support it. We need population control. We need pro-choice. California Conservatives for Conservation say the exact opposite. We believe that we can support as many as 25 to 50 billion human beings. And you know, Sue, you're amazing. And every single baby that's born has this infinite potential to contribute and to create and to produce and to love. Mm-hmm. And we want more of this life. That's why God created the earth and created Adam and Eve and all the beautiful beasts and all the different fruits and vegetables. He created this so that we can create more life. So our organization is expressly pro-life, and we believe that we can support growing populations and larger families by being better resource managers. Mm-hmm. It's there. We just waste it. God gives us everything we need. We just waste it as people. So
very good point.
We're excited to do that.
That's such a great point. That's probably the most crazy situation, that whole situation
It is.
That is just beyond to me.
Yeah, I was born to a woman who became pregnant in high school, and her parents did not want her to complete the term of the pregnancy. And right. She ran away from home and had the courage to give birth to me and had the courage to give me up for adoption. And my parents, my mom and dad, are still with us today. And I've been so blessed to have wonderful, loving parents. And it could have been very different, and you would be interviewing nobody sitting next to you
exactly.
if other choices were
exactly.
made.
Exactly, and all the things that you've contributed to would not have happened. And so wow, quite the story.
Yeah, so back to conservation. In the Bible, in Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man, who we know as Adam, and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Okay, really important words there. We're supposed to work and we're supposed to keep and care for all of the beasts. We're supposed to care for all of the gardens, and we shouldn't be decimating rainforests and not replanting them. Sustainable forestry is very important. If we chop down 1,000 trees to make paper mm-hmm. or to make 2x4s to build homes, we need to make sure that we plant 10,000 seedlings. And there have been great advances in that in America, but in other parts of the world, there's a lot of real mismanagement of resources. And both CRNR and California Conservatives for Conservation hope that we can have an influence that goes beyond our state boundaries to influence others. A lot of people know about the big plastic problem in the ocean. That plastic problem is 0% contributed by the United States of America. That's all coming from Asia. They've had very robust economies, but they have lots of third world areas. They have rivers that you can't even see the water. There's so much trash in them. And I do believe in American exceptionalism, but we still need to be global in our view of caring for the planet, because we share it with 190 plus other countries. So we hope California Conservatives for Conservation can have influence and move the needle for a better, greener future for our children and our children's children throughout the world.
Amen. That's a great thing. Listening to the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5 or KPRZ or KUHL or KDAR, I was trying to think, okay, what are they? That's them. And so, hey, share the show, would you? Because I think we need to get the word out. We need people to understand that this is not that person over there's problem. It's not another country's problem. It's our situation, and we need to conserve, and we need to reuse, And so ask yourself what it is you can do differently from this day forward, from the choices we make every day, the habits that we have that we live on every day is what changes our lives forever. So we need to start small, maybe. It might be a simple thing like not using reusable cups and having a mug that has some kind of fun saying on it, and you just carry that wherever you go. Could be that simple. That's one thing you could do. But there's lots of things that we can do, and together we can make this a better place.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
On that, one of the things that caused me to leave the uniform and textile rental service industry and enter the sustainability industry full-time was linen napkins. And Pepperdine MBA class asked to partner with us at Prudential Overall Supply to study the sustainability of the industry. And we found that a linen napkin that gives a much nicer experience, it's a lot more functional. It can allow a restaurateur to increase their menu prices by as much as 14%. It works better. It doesn't get thrown away in a landfill. And it uses less fresh water being washed and reused 200 times than making a paper napkin once.
Wow.
Making paper is notorious in the amount of fresh water that it uses and pollutes. So if you're at home and you've got paper napkins, think about buying some nice linen napkins that you can put in your washer and dryer. You will really move the needle in favor of God and in favor of the planet by doing that.
I always hear about women, and I'm in church. It's so funny that you're saying this, Jeff, because they're saying, why do we leave our china for only guests that come over? Why do we save the good china for our guests? Why don't we use our good china for those that we love the most, our families? So moms, here's one for you. And the linen napkins, even if you're, you know, just doing dinner, it doesn't have to be the full-on china, but just putting that linen napkin out there, you know, it just builds that up and makes it more valuable and special. So I am going to make a commitment right now that I am going to use my linen napkins that I hardly ever get out because I don't entertain enough.
Fantastic.
So I'm very excited about that. I have a lot of them, too. So that's going to be fun.
You know,
so that's a change. That's just like that, quick.
In my industry, we have a plethora of creative people trying to invent what I would call disposable or one-time plastic forks and knives that you might bring on a picnic that can be composted. And it's a great idea, but it hasn't worked anywhere yet. It's a whole different temperature that's needed. It's a whole different timeline, and it's not pragmatic. But you know what? The real solution is, why don't you bring silverware on your picnic? You're bringing a picnic basket. You're putting food in it. You're bringing fold-up chairs to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Why don't you just bring your silverware?
Right.
Use it. It works better. Put it in the picnic basket. Bring it home and wash it. And we're going to have zero waste. So little things like this that can make such a big difference and really make life better and make our planet better.
I was in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and I was in the airport store just looking to see what was there. And they had bamboo straws that are reusable. And I thought, how great is that?
Yeah.
I don't know how long they would last but bamboo straws.
Bamboo is one of the fastest growing crops that we have, and it can make beautiful textiles. I have some bamboo shirts, and bamboo grows so fast. Yeah, incredible plant. I think our California Conservatives for Conservation, we haven't taken a platform position on bamboo yet, but likely it's something that we would recommend that we farm more of than less of, because it grows faster, it has multiple uses, and it's very renewable. It allows us, like in Genesis 2:15, to keep our garden. We don't want to just work it and take from it. We want to keep it. And that brings me to the circular economy.
Okay.
It's an important concept that I'd love for the audience to be introduced to. In America, we've traditionally been in a linear economy. We take resources from nature. We make products to make our lives better, and then we throw them away, or we waste them. We're at CRNR, we're trying to move and pioneer towards a circular economy where we take less from nature, and we're more judicious in what we make from them, and then we recover and recycle all those items so that in a circular fashion, we can continue to take less. So really a sea change in the way that we view the economy. But the circular economy really is the commitment of CRNR Environmental Services, our California Conservatives for Conservation, great companies like E-Cola, and it's going to provide a better future with more resources for our children and our children's children, which is our responsibility.
Fantastic. I love this. I love this. I really do.
Can we talk about some of the Scriptures? Other things that CRNR is involved in,
Absolutely.
Like Special Olympics and,
oh my gosh,
and Waste
please
Not
do.
OC?
Because if somebody wants to get involved, you're going to tell them how they can do that?
Yeah. Okay. And this is
that
a big
great.
Year. The Kennedy family had a little girl with Down syndrome. And back then, a lot of people used what we call the R word today to talk about those people. In 1968 in Chicago, Eunice Kennedy Shriver put on the very first Special Olympics ever. She invited a number of children and adults with intellectual disabilities to play sports, and Special Olympics was founded. Los Angeles, Southern California, was the second chapter. Great men, Rafer Johnson and Ed Arnold, a lot of people remember him from the great sportscaster that he was. They started the second chapter, and our Special Olympics of Southern California remains one of our most vibrant top chapters in the world. We now have 170 nations involved in Special Olympics. And Sue, there are still cultures where if you have a child with intellectual disabilities, you feel shame and disgrace, and they'll often hide them for their entire lifetimes. And Special Olympics has helped to promote the inclusion and acceptance of people with intellectual disabilities through sports. Their friendships with each other are incredible. Mm. Their examples to me as human beings are incredible. I know they have one more chromosome than I do, and I think that makes them a lot better because they don't seem to have the avarice and greed and envy, a lot of the things that make us ugly and evil as human beings. They just don't have. They're full of joy. And if you ever come out to be a fan in the stands to watch Special Olympics or to help give out medals or be a volunteer, you might think that you're going to do service, but you realize quickly that you're the one that's getting all the joy. It's really changed lives. And CRNR is proud to have a board seat, because we don't believe in throwing resources away. We believe in reusing and recycling and recovering. And the worst resource to throw away is a people resource. So people with intellectual disabilities, people that are different in other ways, sometimes get thrown away. And we don't think that that's right, because every one of them has this infinite potential to contribute, to create, to produce, to love. So Special Olympics is exactly what we like to be aligned with at CRNR, in using our leadership and sharing our financial resources to make the world a better place. On May 9th at the Newport Beach Civic Center, where the City Hall is, we're having an event from 6 to 9 p.m. where we'll have all 562 Newport Beach Special Olympic athletes. They'll be front and center and celebrated. And we'd love to have any of you come out. It could be your first touch with Special Olympics, and it can be a touch that can really change your life for the better.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people that show up there. Is there going to be enough room for everybody?
There's going to be plenty of room.
All right.
We can accommodate as many as 1,500. Okay. Last year was our inaugural, and we had about 700 people, and just a great time.
That's good.
Great symbolism from our torch run. The great partners that we have at law enforcement. We couldn't do what we do at Special Olympics without them. But again, it's an incredible cause, and there's some bad things going on in our world. And in Iceland, which we think of as a developed advanced nation, they claim to have cured Down syndrome. Their cure is that they're terminating 100% of pregnancies that show this extra chromosome. We're very concerned about this termination of life, especially when it's the life of some of the people that I consider to be the very most special people on this planet. Recently, this has leaked over to the United States of America, and Delaware has a legislation pending to legalize euthanasia for those with Down syndrome. This is scary stuff. And we know God tells us that Satan and evil will always be there. It's time for us to put on our warrior helmets and protect life and to protect our conservative principles.
I agree with you 100%. Absolutely.
And I'd love to talk about Waste Not OC too, because it has a lot to do with our organics. We have new laws in California where organics are being banned from the landfill. And the reality is we have 9 million tons of organics going into the landfill. What are organics? Grass clippings, tree trimmings, wood, and food. And food is the biggest component
of
it.
So hang on. I have three trash cans.
Yes.
I have the one for trash.
Trash.
Right.
Recyclables like bottles, cans, paper.
And then all my green.
And then all your green waste.
Right. I have three trash cans.
Yeah. In a short 2.5 years, you may have 4 trash cans.
Oh my goodness.
You'll have a little yellow one that's about half the size of the other ones because recycling your residential food waste will be required.
Oh.
CRN,
when is that happening?
It starts January 1, 2022, so that's not very far away. CRNR has pioneered this anaerobic digestion facility called ROAR, Regional Organic Anaerobic Recovery, that's just remarkable. And our customers and our cities will be able to put their food and green waste together, so we won't have to add a cart for our cities.
So we have to move to Orange County.
Well... or CRNR will have to expand our footprint.
Okay, well, that's another way to look at it. I think that's even better.
But
yes.
most of the food waste going to the landfill is coming from the commercial sector. It's coming from supermarkets.
Uh-huh.
It's coming from restaurants. And a lot of this food is edible. And
right.
It just doesn't make sense.
No,
we're throwing away.
Feeding the hungry.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And we know that we can end hunger forever
just
in
by
America.
The food they're throwing away.
Just by managing the resources
numerous
better.
Times.
So Waste Not OC Coalition has formed a model that's been recognized on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It's amazing. We have Second Harvest Food Bank, which is a Christian organization. We have mm-hmm. OC Food Bank. We have our hospitals. We have our waste haulers. CRNR is a leading partner in Waste Not OC. And we have Yellow Cab because everybody's taking Uber and Lyft, so
yes.
There's a lot of cab capacity. We have Yellow Cab that's going at midnight to a claim jumper to pick up fresh edible food that would have gone in the dumpster.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
And delivering it to pantries. And last year, we recovered 17 million pounds of edible food.
Oh my gosh,
just
that's
in
so
Orange
great.
County. So,
that's so great.
We can save the planet and end hunger at the same time. And
super
that's exciting.
Good.
And I think that's God's work.
It is God's work. And you're helping that out. And that's great. We are almost out of time. So with your 5 seconds, what would you like to say? Anything?
I'd love to say thank you to you.
Oh, thank you.
I've had a great time. I want to thank you for letting us share our message of resource management and treating God's beautiful earth with more reverence and with conservation minds.
We'll put the information on the website, so if they want to know more, they'll be able to find you through going to SueFreeze.com. All right, so we're done. Thank you so much, Jeff Snow,
thank
for being
you,
part of
Sue
the show
Freeze.
Today. And thank you so much for listening in today. God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Until next week. Bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, eggs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.